Chapter 4. Gabelle's Letter. 3 more birthdays of little Lucy passed peacefully in London while the violence continued in Paris. One day, a letter from France was delivered into the hands of Charles Darnay. It was written from Abbaye Prison, Paris. Looking at the bottom of the letter, Darnay saw that it was written by Gabelle, an old servant of his uncle, the Marquis. Gabelle told in the letter how he was put in prison for actions against the people for serving the Marquis. Believing that Darnay, who had become Marquis when his uncle died, could rescue him from certain execution, Gabelle had written this letter. Darnay felt no loyalty to the office of Marquis. He did, however, feel loyalty to the man who had served his family. He knew he must go to Paris and try to free Gabelle. He also knew that there was danger involved in such a journey. That night, Darnay sat up late writing a letter for Lucy and her father. In it, he explained why he had to go to Paris. He also wrote that he would write again after his arrival in France. Early the next evening, he embraced his wife and daughter. He said he had to go out and meet someone. He promised he would be back soon. In reality, however, he took a horse to Dover and began his journey. That autumn of 1792, travel across France was slow and dangerous for all. Everyone was questioned. Papers were inspected. Names were compared to the lists of patriots and criminals. After all this, some were turned back, others allowed to go on, and the rest taken away to prison. This was the beginning of the Republic, a country united in liberty, equality, brotherhood, or death. One night, Darnay, now in France, lay sleeping in an inn when he was awakened by surprise. 3 armed patriots in Republic caps entered his room. They demanded that the aristocrat get dressed. They would escort him to Paris. At the walls of Paris, Darnay heard the guard at the gate ask his escort, "Where are the papers for this prisoner?" One of the patriots handed him Gabelle's letter. The guard examined it. The guard asked the man who had given him the letter, "Citizen Defarge, is this the emigrant Evremond?" "This is the man," Defarge replied. "Your age, Evremond?" 37. "Married, Evremond?" "Yes." "Where is your wife, Evremond?" "In England." "You are to be sent, Evremond, to the prison of La Force," the guard concluded. "Under what law, and for what crime?" exclaimed Darnay. The officer looked up for a moment from the paper he was writing on. "We have new laws, Evremond, and new crimes since you were last here," he said with a hard smile. Then he went on writing. "I have come here of my own free will in response to that letter. I ask no more than the opportunity to speak in this man's defense. Is that not my right?" cried Darnay. "Emigrants have no rights, Evremond," was the only reply. Defarge led Darnay away. As they left, Defarge asked in a low voice, "Is it you who married the daughter of Dr. Manette, once a prisoner in the Bastille that is no more?" "Yes," replied Darnay, looking at him with surprise. "My name is Defarge, and I keep a wine shop in Saint-Antoine. Possibly you have heard of me." "Yes, my wife came to your house. She met her father there." Defarge asked with sudden impatience, "In the name of that sharp female newly born called La Guillotine, why did you come to France?" "Will you help me, monsieur? It is important for me to communicate with Mr. Lorry of Tellson's Bank, an English gentleman who is now in Paris." "I will do," Defarge replied, "nothing for you. My duty is to my country and the people. I am the servant of both against you. I will do nothing for you." And so Charles Darnay was delivered to La Force.